Message number 1110. Mother of Salvation. The days leading up to the arrival of the Antichrist will be days of great celebrations. Sunday, April 27, 2014 at 23:20. My dear children, allow the light of God to descend over you as the plans to prepare the world for the second coming of my Son Jesus Christ have been completed. All things will now be according to the holy will of God, and I ask that you use prayer as your greatest armor as the battle for God's children will intensify. Unlike previous wars, the battle for souls will be very confusing because the enemy will be perceived as the friend while the true Church of Christ will be declared to be the enemy. How strong you will need to be if you are to become a true Christian soldier. You must never bow to pressure to utter the profanities which you will be asked to participate in public and before the altars of my Son. When you see men elevated to positions of power in my Son's temples and who demand that you bow in reverence before them, but where there is no sign of the cross, then run, for you will be drawn into error. You will know that the time for the Antichrist to enter my Son's church has arrived, when the tabernacles have been adjusted and in many cases replaced with wooden versions. Children, please be aware that many of you will turn your backs on the truth because you will find the truth almost impossible to accept. The days leading up to the arrival of the Antichrist will be days of great celebrations in many churches of all Christian and other denominations. All the rules will have been changed, the liturgy recreated, the sacraments tampered with, until finally the Mass will no longer be celebrated according to holy doctrine. By then, and on the day the Antichrist sits proudly on his throne, the presence of my Son will be no more. Then from that day onwards it will become difficult for those who love my Son to remain loyal to him as they should, because every abomination will be presented before you. When enough distractions surround you, and when it will become an offense to question the new hierarchy, you will be tempted to give up and accept the one world religion for fear of losing friends and family. God's army, the remnant, will grow and spread, and the crusade prayers will provide great strength to all. My Son will intervene and carry you through the challenges which lie ahead, and you will know that it will be his power that will give you courage and perseverance. For only the strong amongst you will remain true to the holy word of God. But even if the remnant army is but a fraction of the size of the army of the beast, God will fill it with the power of a lion. He will strengthen the weak and give them great graces. He will weaken the power of those who will become devotees of the Antichrist. All of these events will seem frightening, but in truth these events will seem to many as a new era of unity and peace in the world. People will applaud the new One World Church and say, "What a great miracle has been created by God." They will be in great awe of the men both from within the church and from outside of it who have brought about such unity. Great praise and honor will be lavished upon these men, and then they will be greeted by loud chanting as well as a special sign of recognition in every public gathering. There will be rejoicing celebrations and honorary ceremonies where heretics will be awarded great accolades. You will see great wealth, unity among different creeds, and men of honor being treated like living saints, all except one. The one I refer to is the Antichrist, and they will believe that he is Jesus Christ. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.